Perspectives differ as California pushes back on DEI order. California has pushed back on a federal order to end DEI programs in schools, and some Californians hold sharply different views on what the future of public education should look like. States face an April 24 deadline from the U.S. Department of Education to certify compliance with anti-discrimination law and to end the use of certain diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in order to continue receiving federal funding. The California Department of Education responded both to the federal government and to local schools by stating it has previously certified that state and local education agencies comply with Title IV, and that no state or federal law outlaws the concepts of diversity, equity, or inclusion. The administration states that the use of DEI programs to advantage one's race over another violates federal law. Kevin McGarry, chair of the Frederick Douglass Foundation of California, a public policy and educational organization, considers the Trump administration's efforts to end DEI programs a positive step in the right direction. Should not be part of the American landscape or ethos where all men are created equal and we should all have an opportunity to excel and succeed, he told the Epoch Times. DEI undermines all of that. He said educational outcomes have trended downward over the past 15 to 20 years, despite California being a leader in DEI efforts during that same period of time. According to the latest data from the National Assessment of Educational Progress, the percentage of 4th and 8th graders in California with below basic reading levels, the lowest among 4 NAEP levels, was the highest in more than 12 years. Additionally, as of 2022, 4th and 8th grade math scores have remained below the national average since 2000. Recent data from the Public Policy Institute of California shows that 35% of low-income students met state English language arts standards, while 21% were proficient in math. To begin improving educational results, McGarry said the focus should be on the basics of reading, writing, and arithmetic, instead of any DEI-type curriculum that incorporates social activism. We shouldn't be changing qualifications, lowering standards, or lowering excellence as a matter of policy, to accommodate anyone, he said. Carol Kosivar, a member of San Francisco's 2nd District Parent Teacher Association, sees things differently. I think, generally, in our communities, parents really value diversity and inclusion, she told the Epoch Times. Her children attended San Francisco public schools, which she thinks were very integrated and taught students how important diversity is, a value that her children still hold today. The threat of losing federal funding is a concern for Kosivar, who worries for the most needy children. Although federal funding only makes up about 10% of California's K-12 funding, a significant share of it goes toward low-income and special education student programs. She doesn't believe that DEI programs violate anti-discrimination law, saying that the state already has some of the strictest anti-discrimination laws in the nation. That's part of our DNA, in trying to ensure that we're fair and inclusive of everyone, she said. Kosivar said she anticipates a legal showdown over the federal funding.